Oh my god. Just start.
Joy.
Hello, friends. We're incapable of coherent speech, guys. Excuse me. Who was talking 5 minutes ago? You.
You.
Thank you for listening. If you're still there and not completely annoyed by us.
I'm so sorry.
But this is We Have Thoughts, and I am not sorry. This week, we are reviewing the American classic, Butch Cassidy and American the Sundance classic. Kid.
That's, don't interrupt her. That's rude.
Sorry.
No one heard the title. Wow.
Say it again.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Came out in 1969, directed by George Roy Hill. Screenplay by William Goldman, starring the Paul Newman. Mm-hmm. And more Robert Redford for us, because Holla. Apparently we can't get enough. Thanks,
no, we
Anna.
We can't. Give me more.
I mean, I'm not mad at it.
Give me more. Give me more.
And then some.
So I'm Crystal, by the way. I don't know if we did our intros yet.
I'm Anna.
I'm Joy.
I
intro'd us today.
So this, so Joy said it was 1969 at the 1970 Oscars. It was a winner for best writing, story, and screenplay based on material not previously published or produced, or original screenplay. But that's how they have
Let's make it more complicated.
That long title is how they have it officially.
People already don't want to watch this.
Like. William Goldman was also the writer of All the President's Men and The Princess Bride. He won an Oscar for this. Winner for Best Cinematography, Conrad L. Hall, who also did American Beauty, which is an excellent movie. Winner for Best Music, Original Song, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, which I had no idea this was from that, so that's cool.
I didn't know it was original to this movie.
Yeah, me neither. And then Burt Bacharach and Hal David were the writer and producer of that song. And then Burt Bacharach also won for Arthur's Theme. You don't know what Arthur's Theme is.
By the look on our faces, like
from the
silence.
Show Arthur on PBS?
No, it was a movie. Okay, whatever. Anyways.
No, we want
to
know.
I'm trying to think of the, I can't think now.
The title?
No, it's Arthur's Theme. Arthur's Theme. The movie's called Arthur.
Oh. Like King Arthur?
New York City. Have you heard that song?
Oh.
You know it's crazy, but it's true. Boom, 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 boom. Have you heard that song?
That sounds familiar, yes.
Yeah. We can get lost between the moon and New York City.
Oh,
that's what that song is.
Crystal's putting on a show for us. I'm so excited.
Best that you can do is fall in love.
Aww.
Anyways.
We're such sappy romantics.
Right? Well, they like, are. I'm barfing. I'm barfing in the corner.
She really is.
Okay. Also, sorry, guys. Winner for Best Music Original Score for Motion Picture, not a musical.
Which is so which interesting.
They were different. So, like, they had a score award for a musical film and a non-musical film.
Because there were so many musical films happening at the
same
time.
So this one for non-musical.
That's
score.
Very cool. Can we have that come
it
back?
It was nominated for Best Sound, Best Director, and Best Picture. The other nominees that year for Best Picture were Z, which is an Algerian film. Hello, Dolly.
Hello.
And Of the Thousand Days. And the winner that year, Midnight Cowboy.
Well, hello, Dolly.
What's Midnight Cowboy?
So I think this is the first time we've all seen this movie, if I'm correct. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's your synopsis.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Again, written by moi. I have no idea if it's good. I wrote it 5 minutes ago in 5 minutes.
You don't have to say that. Just do it.
I'm doing it anyway because I'm nervous.
You just read it then?
No. I'm going to take a little longer now.
God. They turn it off right in the podcast.
They're done with
it. And
that.
We lost it.
They switched it.
I wouldn't be surprised. If you're still with us, God
I mean,
bless
Janie
you.
Already turned it even. She's done.
She doesn't even listen.
Wow.
I don't think she remembers how to find podcasts on her phone. I love you so much.
No one in my family listens to it either.
It's funny. Every time I'm with Lauren and Tanner, my sister and brother-in-law, I'll mention it. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I was listening to this podcast about a review of something. And I was like, oh, why don't you listen to our review? And I was like, wait.
We have one.
I was like, wait, don't listen. Listen? Don't listen. If you listen, don't tell me you listen. I have such like a weird reaction. Like, I want you to listen, but also like, don't tell me.
My mom doesn't want to, or she did, and she had words. And then Eric's like, just make YouTube video. I watch YouTube videos more. I'm like, Eric, no.
You should be supporting
I gotta
us.
Do my makeup, and I don't want to do that, okay?
That's so not
no.
our medium.
And Ariana's like, I got a kid. I'm busy. So,
just
whatever.
In the background.
So, I have no friends and no supporters. Except for these two.
Hey.
You have friends. You
Definitely have friends.
I have two.
Friends.
I started rewatching.
Time to meet my friends.
Yeah. Are we watching from the beginning?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it from the beginning all the way through to finish last season.
That's what I did.
And I forgot how good season one songs were.
Yeah, yes, they're great. They're the best.
When you get to the concert special,
let me know because I'll rewatch it with you.
Okay.
If you haven't watched Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, that's definitely one of our.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Really, one of our shows that we really enjoyed. Yeah. And it just ended, and all of it is on Netflix. So and go watch it.
It's interesting to watch it knowing things now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh yeah, Homegirl was.
And I'm pleased with how it turned out. I'm happy.
Also, good.
And if that says something, because you got pretty annoyed with it at parts.
Yes, I was ready to quit it. But how they handled her whole mental situation was really, really great. They took care of it. They handled it with care. And had it ended any other way, I would have been annoyed, but okay. But the way it ended was perfect.
Good. Honestly, yeah.
That's encouraging. Satisfying. I'm very excited.
Very satisfying. So when you get there, I'm excited for you. But anyways, that's good.
Here, finally, is your synopsis. Butch Cassidy and his hole-in-the-wall gang are robbing trains and taking names, but when the head of Union Pacific, E.H. Harriman, hires a posse to go after Cassidy and his closest friend, Sundance Kid, things change. The pair and Sundance's longtime girlfriend run away to Bolivia to try and live the straight life. When it doesn't agree with them, they go back to their felonious ways. Things catch up with them, and Butch and Sundance may not come out of this alive.
Ooh, suspense.
Bum, bum, bum!
And that's a plot.
Oh, do you want me to say something?
No,
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Was it just because Robert Redford?
No.
Yes.
But mostly?
No. No, because he's very covered up in this movie. You don't see a lot of him.
She doesn't like that. His pants weren't tight enough.
Oh, my God.
His hat got in the way a lot.
Are you that mustache. Are y'all fans of Western? Is this a Western?
Yeah. Sure. It is a Western.
Are y'all fans of Western movies?
AFI ranked it as the 7th greatest Western of all time, and it's a list of 10. So it made the top 10.
What's the number one?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, it's probably.
Why didn't you write that down?
No, because taker. I didn't.
Don't stress me out.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. What did you think, Troy?
It was something.
That good, huh?
Yeah. No, I liked it. I liked it more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
It was funnier than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Honestly, I had no idea what I was in for other than like a Western. And I'm not a huge fan of Westerns. I don't really care. Except Westworld. Westworld's super exciting.
But that's like Western mixed with.
Yeah, the super modern, hyper modern. I enjoyed Paul Newman. I've never seen Paul Newman in anything, I don't think. Not that I can recall. I saw him
on the ranch bottles in the store.
Okay, the number one.
And the marinara sauce. I've seen him
everywhere. His eyes follow you down the aisle.
We don't know him for his acting, but we know him for the food.
I mean.
How very on brand.
Duh. That's great. Right. So the AFI defines Western as a genre of film set in the American West that embodies the spirit, the struggle, and the demise of the new frontier. The number one film is The Searchers in 1956.
Hmm.
I've never heard of it.
Me neither.
Interesting.
I've never.
Number two?
Is there anything on that list you recognize?
Oh, yeah. That's a better question.
High Noon is number two.
Isn't that who?
Isn't that that's Shanghai Noon? Never mind.
Starring Gary Cooper.
Not Shanghai Noon with Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan. Honestly, that's the best Western I've ever seen. Jackie Chan, yes, sign
Shane,
me up.
Shane, Unforgiven, which that one's familiar to me. The look of it, it's Clint Eastwood. It was in 1992, so
these are all drawing a blank for me.
I think the only other Western I've seen is True Grit and the recent one with Hayley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
No, but then it's Red River, The Wild Bunch, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid,
McCabe, I've seen that one.
McCabe and Mrs. Miller, Stagecoach, and Cat Bayou.
Stagecoach sounds familiar, but I know nothing
it's from
other than
1939.
No, no.
Oh, it's John Wayne in his breakthrough role.
There we go.
Oh. Yeah.
I knew John Wayne had to be on somewhere in this list. We didn't watch a lot of Westerns growing up, so I don't really know much about it.
He was also in Red River on here. Anyway, this is a cool little, they have the top 10 sports movies, science fiction,
genre movies?
Romantic comedies. Ooh, let's look at the romantic comedies.
Send that link to me.
Yeah, just forward the link to all of us.
Yeah, this is an interesting.
Anyways, Westerns. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I was intrigued by the story, which it's not a, like, a, it's very simple in the storytelling, but it was still engaging at the same time.
Yeah.
The only part that I feel could have been cut a bit was when they were being chased. I feel like it went on and on and on.
Oh, okay.
Before they go to Bolivia. There's just a lot of great scenery of America.
I mean, yeah, that's...
I mean, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Which I was reading... blah, 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 blah.
That's how you read?
Yeah.
No wonder she does audiobooks.
You made it sound like... what's the one from Hotel Transylvania? It's like, blah, blah, blah.
That's what it sounded like. I've never seen that.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Charlie says it all the time.
There's a big gap of kids' movies for me.
Yeah.
Because you had Eric, and I did not. I mean, like,
yes?
my brother was only youth. 3 years younger than me, so.
I saw all the kids' movies.
I just like kids' movies.
I do too.
But I
wouldn't, because I'm a child.
Even when Johnny stopped watching kids' movies, me and the twins would just sneak off and we're like, he's not with us, but we're going to go watch this kids' movie anyways.
For the longest time, I didn't have a way to go to kids' movies. Like, I don't know. And then when I started going to movies by myself, those weren't the first in the pecking order. But anyway, moving on.
What?
This is based on a true story.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The screenwriter, William Goldman, read about this story, and he was researching it, like, from the 1950s. I think 52 or something like that. He read about this story and was trying to develop it and sell it, but he didn't want to make it a novel because that required too much, like, factual research.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'd rather it be more
a story.
Open and a story. So he went with a screenplay, and nobody wanted it because they didn't like the fact that they ran away to South America. And one studio said, John Wayne, don't run away. And that's why they didn't want it.
Oh.
Oh, that was interesting.
Because,
it's about.
Because, like, Westerns
are
guys,
about America.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't back down. You know, but that's a whole lot of problems.
And these guys literally ran away scared.
Yeah.
Wow. Also, like, I love when they get to Bolivia and they expect it to be like a city, and then end up in this little
farm
off of the train tracks.
And
like,
they realize they don't actually speak the language.
They really thought they could get away with hola and what was the other word? Alza las manos, like raise your hands.
Typical men,
right? You think? Oh, yeah. Which, I can totally.
The only reason
they
survived as long as they did is because of his girlfriend.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
She was.
They would be nowhere without her.
No. Yeah, Aaliyah, exactly.
They'd be dead. They'd be totally dead.
She was smart enough to get out of there before they got killed. She was like, oh, yeah, these guys, they're gone.
They're dumb. They're not going to make it.
I'm going to go back to wherever I'm going back to. Peace.
Be a teacher in the prairie or somewhere.
In the prairie. Yeah.
Where she was at.
But I like that she had more of a, like, she had an important role.
Right. Like, she was a supporting character, but she said more than just, like, oh, you can do it. I believe in you. She, like, actually was doing stuff. I did find the scene really interesting where, who's Robert Redford?
Sundance.
When Sundance is like coming back to the house where she's at. And it's the first time that, in the very beginning. And it's the first time that we see him with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
It's like a little rapey. And then
it's very uncomfortable. I was like,
what's happening? I was like, my first thought was, what rating is this movie again?
Right. Yeah. Cause I was like, is he? What is he doing?
I was like, it's going to stop soon, right?
Yeah.
Is this HBO? I don't know. I'm very confused.
Boobs!
So it was like super weird. I was like, oh, that doesn't... I was like, something seems off. Like, I really hope that they know each other. And then they did know each other. And I was like, okay. But I was like, okay, the scene makes sense narratively when you're like in a movie. But like in person...
Oh,
why
okay.
would that would not make sense at all. Like, oh, I'm going to pretend you're a bad guy and slowly undress. Like, I mean, unless that's a thing, which I'm not judging, but that just seems so that just seems so.
I mean, whatever works.
Does
for you,
not
I
make
guess.
Sense.
I guess.
That's weird. I mean, I guess people have their own taste, but I just thought narratively in the movie. Yes. In real life.
Meh.
That was weird.
So this is another film that was in 2003. It was selected for the U.S. National Film Registry. So
what is this film registry and what films are on? I'm going to need a link to this. I'm going to Google it.
It's films that are of national and cultural
significance. Oh.
So it's just
are they all white?
They're archived. I'm sure they were until very recently. They're archived. So I guess if the world explodes, they're saved and the aliens can learn about us.
Learn about America.
I don't know.
That's very interesting.
Watch these movies and learn about American culture.
Ooh, what else is on there?
I'm Googling. Mm-hmm. We're Googling.
I feel like this is stuff we should do when we're not recording.
Whatever. They can listen to us dead jab.
So
I feel like we don't have a lot of notes on this movie because it was just, there really wasn't much to note about it. It's just
because it was very standard and it's very much like something happens and then they run away and then that's it. Although the ending, I mean, spoilers? Sure.
This movie's old. Also, just for future reference, if you listen to this podcast,
it's all spoilers.
Come on. Like, why would you listen to this and you haven't seen the movie? That's stupid. Yes, I'm calling you stupid.
Dang, girl, don't insult our two followers like that.
That's fine. They'll get over it. Just watch a movie and come back.
I didn't think they were gonna die.
There's really a lot of movies,
but I was like hundreds, thousands.
I'm still scrolling. I'm only in the ends.
Oh wow.
Okay.
I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that they were gonna make it because I was like, oh, these guys get away with everything. because even when they were on the hill,
mm-hmm.
and the guys were trying to like get their money back, and they didn't speak any Spanish. So they were trying to like negotiate, communicate, and say, oh, no, this is my money. And they were like, yeah, it's definitely my money because I'm taking it from you now. I was like, well, they've gotten out of pretty much everything unscathed. So they'll probably make it out of this. But I like that they died in the end. I think that was nice and poetic.
Especially the way that they died, like all of those men to take down two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the like army guy, the military guy was like, there's only two guys. You brought the military out for two guys. I was like, I guess they're two pretty bad guys.
They weren't
two wild and crazy guys. That's not even what this is about. This is what I thought of.
I love it.
So Time magazine thought that Newman and Redford's characters were a bit schizophrenic and that the story was traditional Western leads, but then they were also like comedians. And normally Westerns aren't that funny.
Yeah, like they're more serious and shit.
Yeah, and they also didn't like the score. They thought it was absurd and anachronistic. It was a bit out there.
The Oscar-winning score.
Right, it was very 60s. This.
I feel like, good... It
didn't fit the time period for which the movie was set in.
Right.
It fit the time period for which the movie was made.
Maybe that's why it made it different. You know, people who saw it were like, oh... Oh,
this is interesting.
It's
funny. And new.
It's modern music. Like at the time, that was probably like a big deal.
Yeah. It's more groundbreaking.
Joy and I, we watched it together and we definitely kept commenting on like, what is this music?
It was so weird. Like when he was dancing to it. Was Paul Newman riding around the bicycle?
Yeah. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Yeah. And I was like, what is it? And then, am I watching and then something? In, like, is this
bridge,
correct?
The bridge of that song was like when he's on the bike, it was like doo, 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 doo. Oh, so I was like
a circus. Yeah,
is this what?
And then the whole montage when they're in New York and then they go to Bolivia.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah,
that it was New York
or it, wherever they were.
Yeah, they got on the boat, right?
On the pier.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's just like it seems so out there. Yeah, it's so random.
It was funky.
I feel like it was made for a very funky time. It was weird. Like it didn't fit, but it made sense overall.
It was interesting. Interesting choices that were made.
Right.
I mean, they won awards for it, so they didn't.
They went out there. They did make mistakes.
Oscars.
They definitely do. I don't talk about that.
Green Book. Green Book. Oh, Suicide Squad is what I was thinking. But yes, that's.
Oh, Oscar award winning Suicide Squad. Every time Gross. I bring that to Crystal, she makes the most horrid face, and I love it. I Gross. Live off of it. It's great.
Gross.
So I think it was.
I live off of it.
It was entertaining.
So it gives me life.
It really does. It's very entertaining in a different way. It's not a typical Western, which is, I guess, why I was actually like paying attention.
Yeah, maybe me too.
Yeah.
Because if it was a typical Western, I would have been bored out of my mind.
If it was the one made in 1939, I think we would have been like...
It would have felt more daunting.
Yeah.
I think. A daunting task. Like, or but this it one, was actually enjoyable.
This one was... watching it. Oh, what's the word I'm thinking of? It's not obtainable, but it's...
Accessible?
Accessible, I guess. Like...
Yeah. There's another word for it. Me. Yeah.
That's fine.
You said the word earlier. It's not intimidating. It's
approachable.
Approachable.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I feel like it's a.
Also, it's, I feel like it widens. It widens the audience for this movie too. Like, you know, I think
because it's not just for like Western viewers.
Yeah. It widens its audience. I think that's smart.
Because it's got a little bit of comedy, a little bit of romance.
And
it's got
those Newman eyes and that Robert Redford face.
Swoon.
If only there was romance between those two.
Ranch dressing.
Which
and
Joy
Robert
and I
Redford.
Were talking. Maybe there was.
Was there? I mean, they had really great chemistry.
Yeah, like, but they two played off of people can other. Have great chemistry, though.
No, but like with all three of them.
Oh, all three.
Because there was definitely that a little something between her and Butch.
Right, because they had.
Like, do you think you and I would have gotten together if he and I hadn't gotten together?
I thought maybe I assumed it, but I thought they were all kind of just hooking up. I just thought that.
That's also what I assumed, but I didn't want to assume things.
I just thought.
But if they're all hooking up, I'm down for this movie.
I didn't because of that one scene where they're in Bolivia and they're in bed together and he's like off by himself.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe he needed some space at that time.
Maybe that was the studio's way of making sure nothing was implied.
I think when it got to that, I was like, okay, I guess not. But before that, I just assumed that they were all together.
Yeah. Especially when they were in New York, because it was all like together and close and they were all sharing in a small space and dancing together. Mm-hmm. And from what
I saw,
they were
just drunk.
In my eyes.
They were just drunk.
I mean, whatever.
They're all three in love with each other.
Cool. I'll
you
take
said
it.
Three and I was like, three-eyed raven?
Oh, God, no. No more robot brand, please.
So, yeah, that's our podcast. I don't know.
It's a very interesting watch.
And that's it. Goodbye. We should just end our podcast like that. Just be like, bye. And we're done. Bye. adios, muchachos.
Yeah, fake Spanish here.
Yeah, right.
Those guys.
That's all I know.
You know more than those idiots.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. You know that.
Even though you don't want
you know, gracias, you know, what else? You know,
estoy muy excited.
Excited, yeah.
My favorite That's one, my favorite. Growing up, my sister, when she was first learning Spanish in like seventh grade, Spanish class and all that, someone said gracias and she was like, gracias muy. Muy mucho. Gracias muy mucho. And so that's like our family thing as we say gracias muy mucho to each other.
Oh my God. That's
even
amazing.
It's not right.
When I was in junior high, there was a guy who took Spanish and he couldn't roll his R's. So instead of saying rojo, he said rojo. Because they were like, okay, I forgot his name. Can you read this color? He was like, rojo. And so his name was Rojo for his nickname was for like from eighth to like, I guess, high school. Because he went to
Rojo,
the rival high school. So I'm not sure, but yeah, he was Rojo for years.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
you know, if you can't roll your R, you're supposed to make like a D sound.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Show me.
Well, I can roll my R, so I don't need to.
Ooh.
Well, clearly, you just heard me do it, so I'm good. I don't think Eric can do it. I'm gonna make him do it.
Ooh, Lauren, call him. Let's do it.
Lauren can't.
Wait. So does Lauren know Spanish then?
Un poquito.
Oh, okay.
We're all very bad at it.
I mean, it's just what you know.
There's
what Google translates for.
My
you.
Sister had her tongue clipped.
What?
Like under here, underneath it, because it was very short. And so they said it's a very common procedure. They do it all the time. So they clipped her tongue so that she could roll her R's more. Didn't work.
What?
She... What? Just to roll her R's? That's what she had it for?
Oh, is it for cool, like, choir and singing and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, dang, that's dedication to Spanish class.
No.
Wow.
I'm sure if she had to sing in like Italian or French or any other language. Latin. Some other language.
All over the place. She could do warm-ups.
Vocal warm-ups.
Lauren, don't listen to this one. I'm sorry.
Please do. This is great. Let me know how you like
hey,
it.
Hey, Lauren, can you hear me?
Jealous?
Rojo.
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 Rojo. Rojo. It's like me saying Tony.
Antony.
Whatever, guys.
So anyways, I think that's all, yeah?
I think we're good.
Catch us the next
week. Will you recommend this movie?
Sure, why not?
If someone's like, I've never seen a Western, I'd say you should watch Bushcast and Sundance Kid.
It's a good time.
If someone says, I've never seen anything with Paul Newman in it, watch this one.
And do you his ranch.
So
and his marinara.
Robert Redford compared this to All the President's Men, which is better. His performance.
His performance? I would say All the President's Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Paul Newman did a better job in this.
I said the two we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, All the President's Men.
Are you okay?
I don't know what I just did.
She's squeaking.
Hey, Wheezy, are you okay?
I was just thinking of the line, but I couldn't find it. Thank you for doing that. Anyways, guys, we'll catch you next week for more weird talk about weird-ass movies.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. So follow us on stuff. What is it?
Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. On Twitter.
And if
we're at We Have Thoughts 3.
The number three. We have an Instagram that, you know, we're sometimes on. I just posted something on there. So, well, I mean, this will be way days later, but yes, I did that video.
Yeah. If you watch Game of Thrones like everyone else in the world, we're having recap episodes like everyone else who has a podcast. So
literally everybody's recapping these. So we're just going to listen to each other because that's like having one giant conversation.
Yeah. Just
If you like live tweeting, we tweet a lot about all the shows we're watching, not just Game of Thrones.
Literally every time I get on the internet, all I see is Game of Thrones stuff.
I know. I want it to
end. I've stopped reading it.
Yeah, because it's really redundant at some point.
You'll never guess what this actually means.
No, I can watch a show. I know what it means.
You're wrong.
Maybe y'all are on Twitter too much.
Wow.
Rude?
I mean, excuse you. I'm just saying. Whatever.
Okay, whatever. We're disowning Crystal. Okay,
so anyway, follow us.
Yeah, we love you.
Be our friend, even though
if you watch this movie and don't like it or like it, let us know.
Yeah, you seen this movie?
What's your hot take?
What's your favorite Western? If it's not this
one, and what's your favorite Paul Newman dressing?
Do you prefer the ranch? Do you prefer the marinara? The marinara with red peppers? The marinara with three cheeses?
Yes, please let us
the
know.
Alfredo sauce?
Yes, all kinds of salad dressing.
We personally have tried a lot of them. Yeah. And they're pretty good.
Of course, you've tried all of the sauces. Please holla.
We're foodies, so.
So thanks. Have a good day.
If there's a Paul Newman dressing we haven't tried, please let us know if there's one you really like.
Yeah, shout out.
What's your favorite Paul Newman dressing?
Yeah, that's or the sauce. Question of the podcast. Yeah. For reals. I'm going to
please title this that. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys.
Okay. Have a good
day. Bye. Bye.